Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Wicked Blushing Bride with your host, Kimberly Richard. Kimberly is an award-winning bridal studio and spa owner, noted speaker, and columnist. On her show, she will share her insider tips and tricks from her many years of experience in the beauty business. She will answer all of your questions from skincare to cosmetics. She knows that looking beautiful is not just for brides, but for every woman of every age. Now here is your host, Kimberly Richard.
Up when I hear all the applause. You know, I'm sitting here in my studio by myself, right? Well, I am coming to you obviously from my bridal studio and spa on Cape Cod, and I'm super excited to be here. It looks like it's shaping up to be a beautiful day outside, so I'm excited. And really, I'm not by myself. I do have my niece Janie here visiting, and she's sitting at my side, and later after the commercial, we'll talk with her, and I'll interview her about our topic today. I thought it would be fun to talk about something a little different, you know, beauty and makeup and skin. Those are all concerns of women of all ages. And I thought today we would talk about teenager skin and cosmetics and about how to help your teenager or you feel more confident and more powerful. And, you know, obviously, just like more mature women, how we look on the outside, just, gosh, it just so affects how we feel about ourselves on the inside. And I thought we would discuss a little of what I do for the girls who take my class. Obviously, I've talked about it before, but I offer what's called a Be Beautiful workshop, and I do have this class, which is typically for adult women, but I do have one specifically for teenagers, and it's great. A lot of moms will purchase it for their teenage daughters as a gift or for Christmas or just, you know, to enjoy over the summertime here while they're visiting. And it's great because they come to my studio and it's a one-on-one personal experience for them. We work together and I teach them everything from, you know, how to keep their skin clean, how to keep their products clean, their brushes clean, why that's also important. And then we, you know, go to their bone structure, understanding your bone structure. It's like the gift that keeps on giving. Once you understand that, you'll use it the rest of your life, right? And then color, you know, how to wear the makeup and not let the makeup wear you. That is a very big part of teenage beauty. And that comes with confidence. And sometimes teenagers maybe want to cover up some of their features because they're self-conscious and they overdo things. And they kind of let the makeup wear them. So we talk about how to let their own special features shine. And it's a great class. But I thought we'd talk about that a little bit today. And then we'll visit with Janie and hear her thoughts and opinions and talk to her about some products and things that her friends do. So let's get started here. I thought that obviously, the best place to start is with the skin. And keeping your skin clean, obviously for teenagers, is so important because, you know, we all have they have hormones, which, you know, are just wreaking havoc sometimes. And sometimes as teenagers, you know, we don't have the best discipline. And getting a regimen down and learning how to start a regimen is just so important. As an esthetician, even with grown women, I notice that when I discuss with them what their regimen is, sometimes just the fact that they've had a regimen or a regime all of their life is what has allowed them to just have this amazing skin, not always just the products they're using. We can use the most expensive products, but if you haven't been doing it for very long, you know, it hasn't really had much time to affect your skin. So setting up a regimen for our teenagers and letting them understand how important that is and making it super easy, because I'm way lazy. So making it super easy is probably the best way that they'll learn to do it all the time. So keeping your skin clean, you know, a nice group of products really helps. It doesn't really matter how expensive the products are. You might have to try several different products to find out what works for you. But just having a cleanser, a toner, and a moisturizer are usually the three, you know, specific products that you really need to get started. And then always a sunscreen that they can pop in their bag or take to school or whatever. Something that's going to be light, not greasy, is really going to make a big difference. And I think encouraging them to use sunscreen is a good thing, because now we understand how that affects our skin. With regard to toners, I think it's interesting because many people and even some of my more mature clients will say, do I really need a toner? I mean, that just seems like one of those extra products that you buy that costs you a lot of money, and do I really need it? I have the cleanser and the moisturizer. Isn't that it? Actually, a toner is so super important. It helps rebalance the pH of your skin after cleansing. So you cleanse your skin, and sometimes the pH gets a little messed up. So if you use a toner, it will rebalance the pH of your skin. So when you put on that really nice or really expensive moisturizer, it will sink in properly. So you'll get all the full benefits of your moisturizer if your skin is at the correct pH level. If it's not, it won't be as easily absorbed, and then you waste all that money that you've spent, and all that moisturizer goes to waste. So, yes, it's important that you have a toner, but I tell people it can be as simple or as inexpensive as using witch hazel. A lavender water is very nice. Witch hazel you can keep in your fridge and just put it on a little cotton ball, or just kind of like pre-wet your cotton balls and stick them in a Ziploc bag and toss them in the refrigerator, and they're all nice and chilled for you in the summer, which can be really refreshing. I don't know if I will be upstairs and run downstairs to the refrigerator to get my witch hazel ball, so maybe just keep it in your bathroom. But it's very inexpensive, and it does all of the same work that an expensive, Macy's brand, or expensive brand toner will do. So you really, I think, with teenagers, want to make it as simple and easy as you possibly can. And I know that I am super lazy, and I think I've set up the best way for me to make sure that I cleanse and moisturize my skin all the time. And what I do is I put my cleansers in the shower. I pretty much shower every day, if not every other day, but at least it's in the bathroom. But if I put the cleansers and the masks in the shower, then I'll know that I am washing my face at least every day and just getting off the dirt and grime. Now, I also tell everyone to keep a little trash can next to their bed, and get yourself some little face wipes, like little moisturizing cleansing wipes from the drugstore or something. And I, you know, because I know if I get in bed and I forgot to wash my face, I'm not getting out. So at least if those little cleansing wipes are on my nightstand, I can kind of give my face a once-over and throw it in a little trash can. And on the nightstand is also where I keep my moisturizers. So I hop in bed at night, I kind of do a once-over with my face with the wipes, and then apply all of my moisturizers. So starting that as a teenager really can affect the quality of your skin for the rest of your life. And, you know, if you set it up and make it easy, that's really a great place to start. Now, keeping your skin clean is just as important as keeping the brushes clean and the makeup that you're using. You know, you're using, hopefully, some brushes that will be touching your skin, and oils and dead skin and bacteria transfer to the brushes. And then those brushes go into your makeup, and all of that dirt and bacteria and oil obviously goes rancid and affects your cosmetics. So keeping those things clean are just important. And what I do is I go to Sally's and I pick up some cleansing alcohol that they have there. They have one that's really nice. It smells like cherries and almonds. And it's so funny because I'll clean my brushes, and when I'm doing the makeup on a client, they'll say, "It smells so good." And I'm like, "Really? Because that's the cleanser." The alcohol spray. But having like a little spray bottle of that cleansing spray is nice to keep in the makeup bag. So they can make a habit, brushes every once in a while, and opening up their eyeshadow or their blush and spritzing it and letting it dry. And that will really kill some of the bacteria so they don't continue to put it on their face and have breakouts and not really be sure why. Products to share and not share. When we talk about keeping our skin and our cosmetics and our brushes clean, we also want to talk about things that they really don't want to share. You know, girls can be in the bathroom or their locker room or in their bedroom with girlfriends and be doing makeup, and there are some things they really shouldn't share, like lipsticks and lip glosses. For obvious reasons, you know, cold sores, you can get cold sores that way because things and germs are transferred. And then, of course, eyeliners and mascaras, anything that touches the eyes or anything that has a mucous membrane, you know, they're not going to want to share for all those obvious reasons. So talking to your teenager about things that they shouldn't shouldn't share are obviously really important, too. So now we get to the makeup bag, which is everyone's really fun part. That's getting to the fun stuff. And I find that when you're helping your teenager create a soft look for herself and want to help them have products in their bag that are good for their skin, you really don't need all that much. It's, you know, they want to have a moisturizer, obviously, and possibly a foundation or a BB cream. If they're using a foundation, they can mix a little of that moisturizer with it. It doesn't have to be a full coverage product, but showing them how to mix it to just look light and dewy and natural is really important. And so foundations and a moisturizer of some sort is great to have in there. Now, a lot of girls will use a powder foundation, and that's great too. It's just you would want to help them avoid it if they have. A little bit of a concealer is nice because, you know, if you have a little concealer, you can sometimes just skip foundation. You know, we all sometimes will get acne even on 49, and I'll get a breakout every once in a while, and everybody wants to conceal circles under the eyes from a late night or some acne. And, you know, physicians' formula at the drugstore, they have some concealers that actually have acne medicine in them. So that's actually a very inexpensive product line that can be kept in the makeup bag that might be a good choice for a teenager who doesn't have a ton of money to spend but wants something to cover up some acne spots. a little pop of like a cheek stain on the cheek can also be used as a lip stain on the lip. And, you know, a little peach or a little light pink is really all anyone needs to look fresh. And a little bronzer maybe just to dust over the face if they want to look healthy. So those few things, along with maybe a mascara if they want their eyes to pop and not have a lot of makeup on, are really just the beginning products for a teenager who's starting to learn how to use makeup. A class is always nice, you know, and working with an artist one-on-one can really help them learn how the makeup is applied, because obviously with their bone structure, where it's applied is just as important as how much. So anytime you might be interested in booking a class for your teenager, you can always give me a call. I see folks all year round. And we can talk more about that when we come back, when we also talk with Janie, who's my niece and a teenager, of course. But right now, let's have a commercial, and I will be chatting with you when we come back.
Hey, Jenna, have you seen the TV show Wicked Housewives on Cape Cod on Channel 99?
OMG, I love that show. It's with Kathleen O'Keefe Canavan. She's an international best-selling author, and Lori Boyle, the CEO of Lori Boyle Media.
Right. They're hosting a personal development seminar, Retreat for the Soul. It's about your dreams, meditation, healing, and the subconscious mind.
Ooh.
It sounds fun.
And rejuvenating. Let's go. Where do we sign up?
Their website, wickedhousewivesoncapecod.com.
Did you know that you can use your own radio show to promote your business and become a celebrity in your area or industry? Do you have a great idea for a radio show or a passion that you would like to share with other like-minded people? The Wicked Housewives on Cape Cod radio and TV hosts Kathleen O'Keefe Canavas and Lori Boyle will show you how. Go to wickedhousewivesoncapecod.com. Do you have a great story to tell, or do you want to write your memoir? Best-selling author Kathleen O'Keefe Canavas and Lori Boyle, CEO of Lori Boyle Media, are the hosts of the Wicked Housewives on Cape Cod TV and radio shows. Join their Writers Workshop Intensive to get writing and get published. Go to wickedhousewivesoncapecod.com.
Well, hello. We're back here on Cape Cod in the Bridal Studio and Spa in Sandwich. And I'm sitting here talking about teenage makeup this morning, just really on the basics. I teach these great classes on how to let their own features shine, how to show teenagers how to keep their skin and their makeup clean, and how to wear makeup really like an accessory. I always tell them, think of it like a bangle bracelet. You want people to look at you and be like, oh my gosh, she's so beautiful, not, oh my God, look at her makeup, you know, because I'm a makeup artist. But I'm sitting here with Janie. Janie is from Ohio, and she's my niece, and she's come to visit. She's staying with me, and I'm going to take her over to Chantilly's Bridal in Hyannis after this morning, where she's going to be fitted to wear some dresses for the Cape and Islands Wedding Group Bridal event. She's going to be one of our models, so I'm really excited to be able to do her makeup. And she hopefully will have fun having her hair and makeup done. And I hope you'll all come out to the show. So, hi, Janie. How are you doing? And what do you think of Cape Cod so far?
I'm doing great. I've really enjoyed being here. I like the weather. It seems like Ohio.
Oh, my gosh. That's so funny. Did you all hear that? She said she liked the weather. I told her that, you know, she's so lucky because she's been here and we've had great weather so far. We had a sunny day and today looks like it's going to be nice. And this afternoon I'm going to try to take her down to see some beaches, or maybe we'll go to P-Town or something. But so coming from Ohio, Janie, and having, like, I know it's much warmer there. I mean, you guys have had, you've had some warmer weather there, but in the summertime it gets hot and humid, doesn't it? Doesn't it get hot and humid there?
Yeah, my hair frizzes out real bad.
Well, so what do you and your friends do when it comes to your makeup to kind of, I don't know, look fresh and be looking good when it's so hot and steamy there?
Normally, me and my friends just use, like, the whole, like, what is, it's like the, Neutrogena makeup line to keep our faces from breaking out. We use concealer just to put, like, under our eyes. We just, like, cover our little discs. We really don't use a lot of makeup. Since I wear contacts, I always have eyeliner on top of my eyes to distract from my contact line.
That is really interesting that you're saying that because, you know, even as a makeup artist, I wouldn't have even really thought about that. And Janie was saying that she doesn't really like people to notice that she has contacts in. And so she'll put a great deal of eyeliner on the top of her eyes. And she does a great job at it. And she has beautiful blue eyes to kind of distract people from the fact that she has contacts in. And, you know, when I work with teenagers and we talk about makeup, it is all about highlighting one or two features and just letting those features shine. Because when you overdo eye makeup and lips, you end up looking kind of like the 80s, like Madonna or something, a little overmade, right? So what are some of the product lines that you like? Do you use any drugstore brands? I know you said Neutrogena, but as far as cosmetic goes, you were showing me an eyeliner that you like.
I like the Maybelline line, and I like some of the CoverGirl stuff. It's, I don't know, I feel like it's good for my skin, and it's inexpensive. I don't want to spend more than $50 a month on makeup. That's like half my paycheck.
Yeah. Obviously, being able to have cosmetics that work and stay put and that you like and still being able to afford is super important all the way into college because you want to be able to buy them on your own when you go to college. And there are some great brands. You mentioned Maybelline, which is one of my all-time favorites. And all of their makeup, their mascaras are in my bag. So what are some of the things that you see that teenage gals you know do that you don't care for, that you look at and you think, oh, wow, that's just like a huge mistake?
Too much eyeliner, blackening your eyes with, like, the smoky eye kits that you can buy from the Naked palettes. People blacken their eyes in Ohio, and don't do that, especially if you have brown eyes. It's just a no. It's a makeup mistake is what I can call that.
It was interesting because yesterday she put on a red lipstick, which you might think might be too much. But actually, she has a very deep skin tone. And Janie looked just beautiful with this red lipstick on. And then she had a tiny little bit of black eyeliner on the top. And that really was it. Her skin was very natural. And her lashes even really didn't have a ton of mascara on them. But she looked very fresh and very classic. So even being a teenager and having the strength or the power or the confidence to be able to wear a red lip like that and be understanding that sometimes less is more if you're going to go with a strong pop like that. That was just really great. I really liked that. I thought she looked terrific. So I thought that we would talk a little bit about any questions that she might have. So can you think of any questions that you might have as a teenager that you've always wanted to ask a makeup artist? And she's probably going to totally catch me off guard now. I don't know. I'm going to be stumped. We didn't talk about this before, but let's see. Here we go.
I want to know how you don't misuse brushes, because every girl that I've ever seen, they use the same brush for every eyeshadow, their eyeliner, and they like – it's just a mess. I don't know how you don't misuse your brushes.
That's actually like a really amazing question. That's really good. You know, first of all, there are lots of girls that apply their makeup with their hands, and that's just fine. And I love that because the warmth of your hand can help your product blend easily. But you have to make sure that your hands are clean, and you want to make sure that you don't stick your hands in any creams or anything because then you're putting bacteria and oils into the creams. So you have to be careful when you do that. And I do usually always recommend that girls and women use brushes because when you have product and you use a nice brush, you're applying it usually just where it needs to go and you can keep from overdoing your makeup by using brushes. It can be a little bit more specific and those expensive products that we do buy will last a little bit longer if you use brushes. Now, we do want to keep them clean. And I have had clients come that have products that have been in their makeup bag or brushes that look like they've kind of been through World War II. They're pretty bad. I know what you're talking about. And really, we need to toss products in our bag that have been in there for more, obviously, than like 6 or 8 months. And brushes that are tossed in your bag, it's a dark place. It's had all those oils from your skin. And really just using a little bit of your shampoo on them and washing them in the palm of your hand in the sink every once in a while, even if it's just once a month, you know, can make such a big difference. And you will be stunned. Once you wash your brushes for the first time, you'll be like, holy cow, the makeup running down the sink. And you'll rinse and rinse and rinse and be really shocked as to what comes out. So that's probably what I would suggest. And if you just spritz them with a little cleaner every once in a while, along with your makeup after that, washing them once a month is usually good. Is there anything else you can think of?
If you're a teenager and you put a bunch of makeup on and you have people at your school that wrestle and you're in classes with them, please clean your brushes more often. I got in Fentega and I had to throw away all my makeup. It wasn't fun. So clean your brushes.
Yes, we want to keep the brushes clean. Well, I am so excited because it was so nice having Janie here. We're going to have a good time today. And we're going to go out, explore, and see a little bit of Cape Cod. And she's going to try on some great dresses, and I hope she has fun. Just as a reminder, April 24th, this Sunday, is the Cape and Islands Wedding Group Bridal Event. It's going to be just stunning. There are so many wonderful vendors there. And even if you're just going to get excited about your own wedding, have some champagne, have a little nibble of cake, walk around and see all the great vendors and get really excited. There are wonderful giveaways. And from 2 to 3, we do a great bridal show. And this year we have 9 models and tons of gowns. So beautiful flower bouquets will be shown with the dresses. We're going to do some great bohemian looks with beachy, long, you know, hair and there are some florists that are bringing some lovely floral crowns, which are very popular this year. And then, of course, just all the wonderful dresses from Chantilly, and it's just going to be a great time. So please come visit. Visit CapeAndIslandsWeddingGroup.com to buy tickets, and I'll look forward to seeing you. I hope you have a great day. Catch me next time.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Wicked Blushing Brides. You may get in touch with Kimberly through her website, www.KimberlyRichard.com. Her email, Kimberly@KimberlyRichard.com, or by phone, 508-725-6250. Join her every Friday morning from 10 to 10:30 Eastern Time, right here on the Wicked Housewives on Cape Cod Radio Network. Thanks for listening, and have a great week.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.